Special election, 8th congressional district in Arizona. Democrats, they've been white hot since this past November, pretty much sweeping the board and potentially ushering in a blue wave in the coming midterms. Professor Spencer Kimball, seat out in the desert to replace Trent Franks. New poll from Emerson Polling. What do you got?
Well, Larry, we got a race. This is a district that Trump carried by 20 plus points. And what we see here is that the Democratic candidate, a Dr. Harold Tipperini, is in a statistical dead heat with the Republican state elected official, Debbie Lesko, 46-45 in the special election that's going to be held next Tuesday, April 24th.
You know, this kind of goes back even to Pennsylvania about a month and a half ago, where you even ask, how is this possible in a district that Trump won by 21 points a year and a half ago?
Yeah, it's very surprising to see this type of wave occurring. I think you see a very popular candidate in Tipperini. She's got a very high favorability in the district, about 49%, very low unfavorables at 29%. Her opponent, Lesko, she's basically split 43% favorable, 45% unfavorable. But Lesko's got a problem of having to carry on Trent Franks' legacy. And on his way out, he's only got a 24% favorable opinion. So people really aren't happy with how things ended with Franks. And Lesko is, I think, bearing some of the brunt of that emotion. I also see President Trump, his approval rating is down in the district, up from his national numbers, but down at 44% approval. So the president does have some coattails and potentially could bring Lesko over the finish line, but this is quite a race we have here.
Yeah, this is very interesting, everything that you even just said. And, I mean, it kind of gets to this, though. I mean, we all know Arizona, very close to the Mexican border. You don't have to be any whiz to know that. So with alluding to that, is there any type of issue that is driving any appeal here?
Well, we're kind of seeing a split on the issues. Yes, immigration is a top issue for about a third of the voters. And for those third of the voters, they're breaking for Lesko roughly 80, 85 to 10 for Tipperini. So if that's the major issue, then Lesko is going to do well. The problem is education is just as important to voters, with a third of those voters saying education, 33%. And those voters are breaking for Tipperini. Likewise, health care, which was a top issue for 15% of voters, those voters are breaking for Tipperini. So the Democrats have done a good job of creating the narrative regarding education and health care as the most important issues, and that's driving their vote. The Republicans are still trying to make immigration their top issue, and if they're able to make it a larger issue, that will help out Lesko, and we'll have to see what happens in the next 10 days or so.